The Novel Habits of Happiness, written by Alexander McCall Smith and read by Carlin Stephen. She leaned forward. It was clear that Kirsten had been given a hearing by various people, but she clearly felt that nobody had really listened. I can imagine how worried that made you. I can understand how you feel. But I'm not at all sure. She intended to go on to say that it was hard to see how she could help. This was a psychiatric matter, and a delicate one at that. It was not territory for amateurs, even for amateurs who had been explicitly asked for help. Kirsten interrupted her. I've had an idea, she said. Can I tell you about it? If I could find this place he's talking about, or even somewhere like it, we could take him there and show him. It could put a stop to all of this, and in particular to this awful talk about going back. Isabel thought about this. It was possible, she supposed. But if the place was a figment of his imagination, as she was sure it was, then she doubted whether there was anything that could be done. She voiced her doubts. But this place probably doesn't exist. There won't be any family of Campbells. And then? It would distract him, said Kirsten quickly. If we told him we were looking, then he would think that something was being done. He'd stop talking about going back if there was some sort of plan to take him back there. She hesitated. I can't do it myself. I don't know where to start. And then, I left school at 16, Miss Dalhousie. Isabel. I left school way back then, Isabel. I'm nothing special. I just don't know where to begin. Isabel shook her head. I have grave doubts. Please, said Kirsten. Please help me. I couldn't bear it if I lost him. I couldn't. The words came to her slowly, each chiselled out with pain. Isabel looked into her eyes. She saw the tears. She said yes.